get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to Situations with Sassy. I am your girl, Sassy Scribe, and I want to thank you for continuing to stream, download, like, comment, and share Situations with Sassy here on Bashani Radio, New York City, and worldwide on all of the podcasting platforms. Don't forget to download the new and improved Bashani Radio app on your iTunes or Google Play Store. It's more user-friendly and allows you to scroll and hit the icon of the podcast you want to listen to. Then you can hit the star to save it as well as share. So it will automatically remind you of when Situations with Sassy drops their next show, which is each and every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. That's why you should download it now. Trust and believe you won't be disappointed. For those of you new to Situations with Sassy, Situations with Sassy focuses on LSD. I like to call that love, sex, and dating. However, I also discuss community, health, wellness, beauty, fashion, writing, politics, and other hot trending topics related to relationships. But more often than not, I take my real life situations, ships, or conversations with my other single girlfriends when we're sitting down and enjoying our favorite wines. And yes, I said wines, because it's nothing for us to go through four or more bottles, because it's about seven or eight of us at the least. And we dish the dirt on what's going on in our life. It's a catch-up session, the dating scene, our love lives, the sex, the lack thereof. And with the pandemic, it's been a lot of that. And our relationships. Some of the women are married, some are separated, some are divorced, and they're back out there. So we like to sit down and share our thoughts, views, and opinions on dating. And I have some friends, and I've been at this stage at one point in my life when it came to dating, where we're just tired. You're tired of the bullshit. You're tired of dating in general comes with a whole mishmash of issues. And it can be wrapped in lies and deception and dishonesty, you know, and you get tired of that. You get tired of meeting a new person, trying to get to know them and understand their idiosyncrasies and their little quirks and flaws and strengths and weaknesses and different things that they have within their personality. Just trying to get to know a new person is tiresome. It's tiresome. But then there's people like me, who can and will, and I continue to date because I trust the process. And they say trust the process. And when I say process, it is a process. Whether we want to put a name to it or put a word to it, however you want to look at it, there are stages to this. There's levels to this. It's a process. And for some, it's a three-step process. For some, it's five or eight or 10 or four, whatever. Some follow the 90-day rule, while others do that, you know, the third date, I'm kissing, I'm smashing, it's on, it's popping, this is what I'm doing, I don't have no time to waste, I gotta figure this shit out, I gotta figure out how you're going to fit with me on an intimate level, because on everything else, we mesh and we click, but the sex could be straight trash. And why waste 3 months to get to that level, because 90 days is 3 months. Why wait 3 months to get to that level when you can find that out in 3 dates? And that's a whole different topic, because the patriarchy that we live in and the judgment that men tend to rain down on women, not to mention the judgment that women are each other's harshest critic. But this is Situations with Sassy, and I'm talking about women to women, for women. I hope that the information that I'm sharing with you helps you in some way, shape, or form. I'm not a dating or relationship expert. I'm talking of life experience, things that I've witnessed in other people's relationships, things that I know that I don't want to do. And I had a very enlightening conversation with a friend of mine earlier today. And once I actually put it down, when I wrote it out, I didn't even realize that I felt what I was feeling. But it was cathartic to let that out and to have a deeper understanding of why I am the way I am and why I function the way in which I function. And how long it took for me to find my voice as Sassy was able to allow Sandra to speak her voice. Okay? So when I say I'm not a dating or relationship expert, I feel like I'm a dating concierge because I want to share insightful tips and value-added information that can aid you, assist you, help you, or at least open your mind to something different when it comes to making these choices and decisions that will work best for you. I will be the first to say, if you go back to my Blog Talk Radio days and the discussions that I had on Real Talk with Sassy Scribe and then Real Talk with Sassy Scribe and my co-host Delight, when you listen to those conversations, you can see that I'm evolving, I'm growing, I'm maturing, I'm understanding, I'm learning more and more about myself and my needs and my wants and my desires. But I also recognize that, one, I had a type, but I was dating the same type with a different name. So I was able to recognize what it is that I was doing wrong. And through those years, I think it's been almost 15 years that I've been on the air, I've still made mistakes and I own up to them. I'm not perfect. But the mistakes that I made, I share those situations. That's why this is called Situations with Sassy. I share those bad dates and other stories that I have with you so that you can hopefully recognize what it is that you're doing. That you've dated 10 Bobs, but they had different heights, different occupations. They lived in different cities. All of these people were different, but the same. And the only way to change that is to change your mindset. I know I have a type. I know what I'm attracted to. I know that dynamic personalities excite me. They enthrall me. They engage me. They inspire me. It's like a ticking time bomb for me when it comes to, and that's in a good way, not in a bad way. But when I meet somebody that can engage me in conversation and get into my mind and help me to think and see things differently and open me to new experiences, it's something that goes beyond my control. And I don't want to call it the dopamine, but whatever it is, that type of individual is what I'm attracted to. That type of individual. And it took me all of these years to get to that. I called it arrogant. I called it cocky. They can call it confidence. But a cocky, arrogant, confident man, it's something about his aura, his swag, his presence, his charisma that is kryptonite to Sassy. That's what attracts me. Oh, yeah, he has to look good, too. He has to look good, too. I'm just as vain as anybody else, but he has to look good to me. I don't give a shit if you don't like the way he looks. He has to look good to me. So that's what I hope that you eventually get out of not just this show, but all of the shows. And when I say you got to make decisions that work best for you, it's especially true because we're not meeting each other. First of all, we've been in the house for the last 18 months in the middle of a pandemic. So for those of us who lived alone and who were single for the past 18 months, you couldn't necessarily go out. I know a lot of people did. I know a lot of people didn't believe it. But I want to think that the majority of people are of sound mind and body, understood the health risk and the health concerns, and was more concerned about themselves and their family members and their fellow man than the bullshit that was coming out of the Oval Office for the people that was in it at that time. That's, you know, call me, you know, crazy for believing in this utopian unicorn type world or scenario, but it's something that I honestly believe. So you're beginning to meet people in an inorganic fashion and inorganically. We're on our smartphones and our laptops and our tablets and our PCs and desktops. We're on all of these different platforms where we have a plethora of men and women, whatever you desire, at our fingertips by swiping left or right. And I don't care what app you're on now. Every app is a left or right app. If you like them, you're going right. If you don't like them, you're going left. We're reading profiles. We're looking at pictures. We're seeking someone or someones, because I am a believer in dating multiple people, to see what's going to spark your interest. And therein lies the problem. Because dating is easy. You've heard me say this a million times. Dating is easy. But we, people, human beings, men, women, we make it so much harder than it needs to be. We overthink the process. We try to read between the lines. And a lot of y'all are saying to yourselves, if it's so easy, Sassy, then why aren't you in a relationship? If it's that easy, where's your man, Sassy? Again, disclaimer, Situations with Sassy is not trying to tell you how to get or keep a man. I'm trying to get you, women. We, as women, need to be accountable for our actions. So dating is very easy, and sex is even easier, even in the midst of a pandemic. It is even easier. But that relationship, that elusive relationship, that meshing of melding of the minds and the spirits and with another individual. I'm not just talking about sexually, you know, being fluid bonded with a person, but to a person who can speak to your mind, who excites your spirit, they inspire your soul, they bring joy and enlightenment to your mind. They make you smile thinking about them. They make you anticipate wanting to be with them, wanting to talk with them, wanting to engage with them. That is what's hard. And it seems to get harder as we get older. Because what happens after you swipe right or they slide in your inbox, because there's so many different ways for them to connect. It's no longer just the dating apps. I get hit on daily, my inbox and my DM on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on WhatsApp. Even LinkedIn stays lit with men that are interested in me, especially on LinkedIn in a non-professional way. All of the other apps, I get it, I understand it, I recognize it. But LinkedIn is supposed to be a professional site for like-minded people to network and connect on a professional level. And that too is becoming bastardized into this world of dating, of an easy connect and an easy hookup. So what's that process? And you know, back in the day, we were like, oh, what's going on with you? Are you dating? No, you were talking to somebody. So let's break this down really quickly before I get into those other deeper stages. So talking, you exchange your phone numbers, you hang out with each other as friends. You might, I'm gonna put an emphasis on might have had sex, but you're basically talking to each other to see if there's an interest into getting to know each other a little bit more. And then there's dating. where you're spending time together, you're doing various activities, you're going to the movies, you're going bowling, you're going out to dinner, you're having coffee, you're doing different things with each other. But you're dating as friends. You have a mutual interest in each other. However, you can still talk to other people. And ladies, you've heard me say this before. I am a huge proponent of talking to multiple people. You need to. Putting your eggs in one basket, putting all of your eggs in one basket, in my opinion, is never good, especially if you're looking for a true connection. Well, Sassy, you know, they say you got to wait on God. Yeah, we're not even going to talk about that. So then after that, you get to dating each other exclusively. You didn't cut everybody off. Everybody is cut off. This is the person for you. You're the person for them. And you're going to see about getting to know each other a little bit better and focusing on each other, massaging that connection by dating each other exclusively. And then once you do that, and that's when you get into the relationship where you made this commitment. I know we said it in dating that you're dating each other exclusively, but now you're still dating. You can still opt out. But now you're at the relationship phase where you're really buckling down. You're really pouring into each other, seeing value and building and growing with an individual to make that relationship work. That is the first step of that process. But as you dig deeper into it, you'll find a myriad of articles and books that are written by therapists and social workers and other dating experts, and they're going to give you their thoughts and their opinions on the process. Again, some of them break it down into two phases, two steps, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever. And again, others go for that 90-day rule or the 3-month rule. But I'm your dating concierge. I like things quick, dirty, and simple. I want to put it in layman terms. As my favorite talk show host says, I want to put it where the goats can get it. Quick and dirty. So I found 4 stages. And I want you to listen to these stages. And I want you to make the decision on this process and what works best for you. And it may not work for you at all. And if nothing I say for you or say on this show doesn't resonate, then it doesn't resonate. And that's fine. But I'm hoping that these steps put it in a little bit of perspective for you that will allow you to say, I never thought about it that way. For example, I didn't realize that I was dating the same type of person character-wise with a different name. I had to put that into perspective and I had to put that into focus and I had to break that habit. I still like them with a dynamic personality, great conversationalist, very intelligent, empathetic. I still like all of that, but it was a component within that that I had to remove. And I'm not sharing that, but I had to recognize that and that had to be removed. So listen, so again, we're swiping right. We get to that first stage in a relationship. So it's the initial meet. You're attracted. You know what I mean? You got to start at the beginning. So you're going to meet the people. You're meeting them online. If you're meeting them in an organic way, you may meet them at church. You may meet them, you know, at a book festival or an arts festival or a concert or maybe even a networking event. You might be in a jogging club or a bike club. There are different ways that we can meet each other now. There's too many sites out here for us not to meet other like-minded individuals face to face as well as inorganically online. So you get to that phase and you're just getting to know each other. It's the initial phase. You're getting to know each other. Some would call that talking, where you are just talking. See how these relate to each other. And then you get that interest and you're curious and you're slightly infatuated. That's that second stage. You're looking at their physical aesthetics. Are they tall? You're looking at their complexion, their eyes, their hair. They do they have the beard, and you know, are do they have all of their teeth? You're looking at the aesthetics of that individual. You're curious about their daily activities. You want to talk to them on a regular basis. You go to the movies. You begin to really take a deeper interest in them and really get to know them. And that stage, depending on who you are, it could last a couple of weeks. It could last a couple of months, because this process is going to be different for everybody and how you move. For some, it's like, you know, it's love at first sight. That chemistry is there, and bam, you're going to go through these stages of, you know, you're going to go through the stages of talking and then dating and then being exclusive and being in a relationship. That could happen for some in 30 days. My former co-host met and married her husband in 28 days. And they celebrate, I think, 17 years. I could be wrong, but I know it's more than 10. 28 days. They met. They fell in love. They got married in 28 days. And now they're building businesses and legacies together and generational wealth. They did that process, but it was in 28 days. Where they met, they were talking, they started dating, they became exclusive, they got in a relationship and sealed it with that final step of marriage. The process works for you and how you move about within that process. Again, once you get through step one of the initial meeting, and then step two, where you're curious and you're infatuated, you start giggling like a 16-year-old, like, ooh, they sent me a text. Or when they call, your face lights up with a smile. We've all been there. And you're lying if you said you've not been there, male or female, or however you identify. You're a flat out bald face liar if you say that you didn't get that tingly sensation and that you didn't smile, that you couldn't wait to get a text from them or text them in the morning or throughout your day and touch base. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And I don't know you. And I don't believe you. This is just basic human nature. And then you get to that third stage where you're dating exclusively. You're dating exclusively. We want to figure this out. And I would appreciate it that I want to focus on you. I would like for you to focus on me. Now, hopefully you're on the same page. Hopefully you're on the same page. Because it can be devastating emotionally if you're not. That is why talking and dating and having these conversations, what it is that you like, speaking to your love language is extremely important in those phases. You're in that relationship. You're becoming a little bit more intimate. You're sharing a little bit more about yourself. You're laying yourself bare and allowing yourself to be vulnerable and trusting them with your vulnerability. Trusting them with that vulnerability. And hopefully your spirit is speaking to you that you're able to recognize that you can trust and that you can share and you can talk to them without judgment. Because as I stated earlier in the show, women are each other's harshest critics, but we do still live in a patriarchy, and men are very critical. And it seems to be hypercritical of women lately. You can go on any social media site and join any of these dating groups and you will see it. And then finally, that last stage where you get to that relationship, where you have that agreement, say, listen, this is what we're doing. We're in a full-on relationship. We're no longer dating exclusively, even though you're single until you're married, semantics. But you're in that relationship, there's certain expectations. There are deal breakers that we have within that relationship. When we're talking to each other, you can do whatever you want. As I like to say, you can move about the cabin however you choose. When you're dating, you can do whatever you want. Even though you're spending time with with that one individual, you may be spending time with two or three other people. You're dating. You can do whatever you want. When you're dating exclusively, you've made a decision to only date that one person. Because you want to focus on them and you want to get to know them. But when you decide that you want a relationship, your deal breakers are your deal breakers. And I have been guilty in the past of not allowing my deal breakers to be my deal breakers. And I've shared numerous stories of the faults that I had and the demise of the relationships that I've been in, because I was 50% of that equation, and I understand and recognize that. But I didn't allow my deal breakers to be my deal breakers. My deal breakers are my deal breakers now. They're my deal breakers. I can forgive you. I will never forget. But when you make that decision, that is that stage where you're going to make that decision. It's an unwritten agreement to become a couple, where it's just me and you, or you and them, or, you know, that is it. You've gone through the talking stage. You've gone through that dating stage, that curious, that interest, that infatuation. You've become, you get to that stage where you're dating exclusively. We're going to focus on one another. And if the stars line up and everybody's on the same page, you have that discussion about focusing on each other and making it into becoming a couple in a full-on relationship. And then that last stage, if the stars line up and everything is as it should be, and, you know, you make that next step, if that is what you believe in, if that is what you need, of being engaged and getting married and building further. I recognize that as I'm in the afternoon of my life, I'm all about love, light, and peace. I'm not trying to bring drama to his life, nor do I want him to bring it to me. I'm not going to accept it. And when we look at these stages, again, some of these stages are going to take longer than others. But regardless of what stage you are in, you need to do your best to be authentic, to be open, to be engaging, and to be present in each moment. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. I'm also on WhatsApp, and you can join my Facebook group, Situations with Sassy, as well as the Situations with Sassy podcast discussion group. Another group that I have is called Bad Dates and Other Stories, where you can join the group and you can share any and everything about the dates that you have. Be mindful that it's Facebook, and there are going to be certain things that are going to be restricted. But just, you know, join us. Again, shout out to Miami, making Women Talk Live TV show number one in our time slot in Miami on the CW affiliates. Again, thank you, Charlotte, North Carolina, and New Orleans, Louisiana, for continuing to support Women Talk Live's TV talk show on the CW affiliates. Please check your local listings. I will see you in a week. Until then, live every moment, laugh every day, and love the onwards. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.